And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I have invited Chris to be back on the show. Now, Chris is a real estate investor. He's a phenomenal real estate investor. He's a real estate investor that got himself to a place of retirement as a Lifestyles Unlimited member in 4 years. So he did exactly what we tell you that you can do too. Now, who is Chris and why should you listen to Chris? Chris is a guy just like you and me. He's a guy trying to make ends meet. He's a guy trying to make a different life for his family. He's a guy that wants to get out of the rat race. And you know what Chris has done that you haven't done? He's gotten out of the rat race. He has gotten to a place of real estate retirement. He did it in 4 years, and now he is living what we call the lifestyle. Now, the lifestyle for Chris involves ownership of some multifamily apartment communities. That's essentially what he does for a living today. But as you're going to find out on today's show, making a living and living a lifestyle are two different things. So with no further ado, let me invite Chris back onto the show. Chris, how are you doing today? How is your lifestyle going, by the way?
Hey, Al, thank you very much. Lifestyle's fantastic, man. Couldn't ask for a beautiful day here in Houston, Texas. Just enjoying the lifestyle here on the radio, not grinding in my corporate life anymore. Just working as a full-time real estate investor.
Now, there are people listening to you thinking that, okay, full-time real estate investor, you said the word full-time, so that must mean you've got to be working 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week in this business.
No, not necessarily. I think that's what everybody thinks. But, you know, once you have the right people and pieces together in your organization, a lot of it just takes care of itself. And I work, you know, maybe 4 max 8 hours a day. It just depends, right? My flexibility of what I'm able to accomplish throughout the day changes, right? I mean, I'm not always, you know, sitting in a cubicle grinding away at a computer. You know, I'm having to go to properties, check up on the staff, making sure that they're getting the support that they need to do their jobs, not me to do their jobs for them, right?
So essentially what you just described is that you're a business owner. You're engaged in the ownership of the business. You're working on the business. You're not working in the business?
Correct. That's absolutely correct.
So how many, first of all, let me just ask the big question. I know that's on everybody's mind. How many units of multifamily apartment communities do you own currently?
Currently have 5, about 905 units across 2 different states.
Wow, across 2 different states. What 2 states are you in?
So I have 3 properties here in Texas, one left in Houston, 2 in Laredo, and then 2 in Mississippi.
Wow, Mississippi is a little bit of a distance from Houston. Now, you're a Houstonian, correct? I mean, you've been born and raised and lived there your whole life, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's only 6-hour drive, right? I mean, 6 hours to Laredo and you're still in the same state. 6 hours and you're in Mississippi and you're still in the same state. I mean, even a flight's only 45 minutes to an hour, right? So you're within pretty close proximity these days based on the quality of transportation to these areas.
You're investing where the investment makes sense. You're not worried about physical location.
Absolutely. That's correct.
Now, do you worry about red states versus blue states? In other words, states that are landlord-friendly versus states that are not landlord-friendly?
Oh, absolutely. The blue states are very, very, very difficult to operate in. I do know owners that have properties in blue states, and they do well, but they have to worry about, you know, tenant-friendly laws, right? They just have to be very conscious, and it can be a little bit more troublesome for their day-to-day operations if they're not careful on the front end in vetting out the right resident, right? Whereas us here in Texas, it is a little more landlord-friendly. But still, we still have to do the right front-end evaluation of the resident customer to make sure that we don't let the wrong person into our property.
Okay, so you're spending some of your valuable time every day focused on your business, but you're working on your business. You're not actually doing the day-to-day nug work of working in your business. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, this whole journey for you started with a 54-unit independent rental operator property. What exactly did I just say?
So, independent rental owner property is just one that, you know, you own yourself, right? You, maybe one or two people, but you don't have a large partnership involved. And you can do whatever you want with it, to be honest. I mean, it could be successful. It could not be. You can make the decisions that you need to make. But at the end of the day, you're not going to affect anyone else.
So you bought one of these. And now, did you have a partner in this particular asset, or did you buy it completely by yourself?
You know, I had a partner in this asset that I had met in my two-day class.
Okay, so the both of you had similar goals and objectives, and you decided to partner together and buy this 54-unit. Why did you decide to go the IRO route as opposed to the lead route in the beginning?
In the beginning, I wanted to be able to, you know, learn the business, understand the business before I grow and start using other people's money to invest in larger assets. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to understand what I was doing before I could, you know, take other people's money to invest and invest in larger scale projects.
So you basically wanted to make sure you had everything all dialed in before you put somebody like me, my money, at risk. I think that is awesome. I think that's noble. And I think that's a testimony to the Lifestyles Unlimited culture, because we have a lot of lead investors that started as IRO investors for that very specific reason. They wanted to make sure that the model worked, and they didn't want to put somebody like me at risk while they were trying to fine tune everything. I think that's pretty cool, dude.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. All right. So you own this IRO. You owned it for about 2 years. What did you do with that asset after about 2 years?
After that 2 years, we had the choice, right? We had the choice. So we had created a bunch of value. We could have refinanced it again. We had already refinanced it once. We could have continued that process, or we could have done what really needed to be done, is, you know, take all of our gains, take it off the table, and then reinvest it into the next asset. And that's exactly what we did. We sold the deal, took our money off the table, and then divided it up a bunch, like a number of times, to invest in larger partnerships going forward.
So what was the next asset that you acquired?
The next asset I acquired was a small 64-unit deal in Houston. A little bit larger, not substantially larger, but it was just in a different part of town. It was more of a yield play. So as I went into starting to invest in with other people's money, I didn't want to take any like large risks by getting to a deep value add deal, and so I did more of a yield play with partners' money on that one.
And how did that asset perform?
It did fairly well. It was a different part of town. It was a little more challenging. The biggest challenge we had with this asset was the fact that we went through COVID, and it was lower income. A lot of the residents we had were service industry based, so the income was very sporadic for like 1 to 2 years as people were dealing with the COVID lockdowns and income inconsistencies and the rental assistance programs and the turnover we had to do and the turnover we couldn't do in the short term just made it very difficult to operate. But we were able to come out of that deal in about 4 years with about 50 to 60% return with cash flow and and everything. I didn't lose any investors' money. It was just a very difficult time operating through that deal.
Yeah, because nobody knew that the world was going to go into a pandemic. I mean, it's not like that was on your radar, right?
Absolutely, no.
But you operated through that pandemic, and I think it's a testimony to not only you and the Lifestyles Unlimited education, but also to the power of real estate that, I mean, you could have lost your shirt during a pandemic, but you didn't, did you?
No, absolutely not. I buckled down, worked through every problem that was thrown at us, you know, helped the residents get the assistance that they needed in a time of need. And just work through it, right? I mean, we didn't give up is what it came down to.
I think that's key right there. You stayed focused on your goals. You stayed focused on your objectives, and you got it done. And here's the other thing. Prior to COVID, you bought additional assets, did you not?
Yeah. Prior to COVID, I had bought that deal and then two other deals. So I was operating three deals through COVID, right? It was so not dealing with just one asset, but we were dealing with three assets, right? And it was a very, very, you know, difficult time for everybody involved.
How did Lifestyles Unlimited support you during that pandemic?
They did a fantastic job. Very tight network of owners that communicated throughout the process. Even LU itself provided basically weekly, if not monthly, support on, you know, ever-changing economic environments, legal environments, of what to do next. It gave us a huge network of people to reach out to. And I wasn't just, you know, a lone owner on an island trying to figure it out on my own. It was like I have, you know, resources on tap to go to in a time of need. That was another huge value add for LU.
We'll be back after this.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. The reason we're working on your financial freedom is that it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I have Chris on the show, and Chris is helping me educate you so that you understand that there is a better path to retirement than what you're currently doing for retirement. See, what most of you are doing for retirement, Chris and I, we've already done. We've already done it. We've been there. We've done that. We've got the t-shirt. We burned the t-shirts. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about we would trade our time for money to try and build up a bag of retirement money. And then we'd get to a certain place in our life and we would live off of that money. And we put our hands together and we would pray that the money wouldn't run out before we die. That is the conventional wisdom. That is the wisdom that Chris was taught. It's the wisdom that I was taught. And I'm guessing it's the wisdom that you were taught too. But here's the thing. In his 30s, Chris realized that that path was doomed to failure. He had already spent a good 10 plus years in corporate America trading time for money, watching his buddies get imploded, literally, because of what the economy did to the industry that he worked in. Now, he was in the oil and gas business. So if you know anything about oil and gas rises and falls with the rise and the fall of oil prices. So when oil prices are high, everybody's happy. When oil prices are low, everybody's not so happy. When oil prices go low, people get laid off. And Chris, you watched your people, your fellow employees get eviscerated by the cost of oil, did you not?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How'd that make you feel?
Very scared in a way. I mean, you felt helpless.
Yeah, because you're vulnerable too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're just a number at that point, right? I mean, they're cutting mid-level managers, and they're, I don't want to say it, but like they're trying to keep their buddies around, right? They're trying to keep guys that they had tenure with, and now the manager's making the cutting decisions or making those cuts. And those guys, they want to try to find positions for them. So they're trying to cut out the guys with less experience and make room for people with more experience and keep them around. I mean, just nature of the beast, but it's the fact of corporate America in general.
It's the good old boy system in play, and you're either in the know or you're out of the know, right?
Yep, that's correct.
So you got involved with real estate. You became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. We've pointed out earlier in the show that you started as an independent rental operator, and then you transitioned to become a lead investor. Can you explain to the audience why you made that decision?
I just wanted to grow larger. I mean, I had a decent amount of net worth, but I also wanted to, you know, continue to grow my net worth and help people grow their net worth by helping them invest. I was young. I'm in my 30s, and now I'm in my early 40s. Like, you know, people talk about retirement. I mean, I'm the honest, flat honest. If I retire and I sit around the house, my wife's probably going to kill me. But so I got to keep moving, right? So for me, this is an avenue where I can keep moving, right? And I'm not ready for full-time retirement. I am too, in my opinion, too young, too energetic. I want to keep moving. I actually have found that I love employing people and making their lives better so that they can make my customers, my residents' lives better. And that's what I found recently is I enjoy employing hardworking individuals that I can help them succeed in their lives as well, where they help me succeed in my life.
Now, you own 905 units across five different properties. What's it like owning all of those assets? I mean, it must keep you pretty busy.
Yeah, very busy. but if you put the right people and processes in place, it makes life a lot easier. And it took me a while to put those people and processes in place to get there, right? You know, for instance, my deals in Mississippi, I have Zach Boogman's another lead investor. He helps his staff and his people in Mississippi. He's got a big network over there. He helps, he manages and his staff manages the properties over there with my asset management guidance, right? But, you know, it takes a village to raise and to create and to move forward with a long-term goal that's set in place, right? A lot of times you cannot do what we do on your own. You need the support.
Talk to me about that support. And more importantly, talk to me about what networking means to you.
Oh, networks are very, very important. Kind of what I alluded to earlier in the program was, you know, during COVID, you know, you come up with amongst a challenge and you're by yourself and you don't know who to talk to, or you have one person to talk to as a sounding board. Well, within LU, they've created this, you have multiple owners and not everybody's an expert in everything. You know, there's experts in different areas of ownership that you can reach out to, that make life significantly easier instead of, you know, fumbling to the next step. A lot of times you can reach out to the right human capital asset that knows that information and get to the solution as fast as possible.
Now, you mentioned that you've been partnering for services with Zach, one of our other Lifestyles Unlimited members. Is that the only thing that you do when it comes to working with other Lifestyles Unlimited members, or do you have other relationships that you would like to disclose?
I mean, I have partners in a lot of deals, right? Like, you know, a lot of this you can't do yourself, right? You have, you know, key principals that help you sign on notes. You have partners that help you put together the capital. I mean, there's just so many that help day to day that it's very, very profound. I could never do what I'm doing now without the resources and everything else that LU has kind of set up and teaches us.
Do you take advantage of the mentoring?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Even though you're a highly sophisticated, highly accredited investor, you still take advantage of the mentoring?
Yeah, because every day you're challenged with something new that you may not have run into. Even with my experience, I always wake up the next day and I was like, all right, what's gonna show face today? What have I not learned? Right? And there's somebody out there that's probably been through the same thing you have. And the mentors might not know, but they know somebody that does.
So let's switch gears now, because I think we've already established that you're a very successful real estate investor. You own a lot of real estate. It's all in the multifamily space. So let's talk about your lifestyle, shall we? Let's talk about the lifestyle that you've been able to create, and let's reflect on the lifestyle that you had back when you were working for corporate America, shall we?
Yeah.
So what is different today than when you were in corporate America?
Well, the big thing is I don't have to go to an office day in and day out, sit in traffic on the way to and from the office. I can work from my house. I can work from anywhere. I'm working right now, talking to you. But I don't have to be reporting day in and day out to a particular job, customers, et cetera, right? I mean, at this point in my life, the only people I got to report to are my investors, their needs, my staff. But the flexibility in my schedule is significantly greater than it was in the past.
So you're in 100% control of your life. I mean, you make decisions based on what you want to accomplish. You don't necessarily make decisions based off of what other people want to accomplish?
Absolutely.
How does it make you feel?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a pretty good feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Having 100% control over your life. When was the last time you had 100% control over your life? Can you even recall?
Nope. I mean, not before I, my day-to-day schedule, not before I started working as a full-time real estate investor, that's for sure.
Okay, that's a fair answer. So by becoming a full-time real estate investor, you've regained not only control over your life, you've regained control over your time. You've also increased your net worth. I mean, how much has your net worth gone up? Just give me a percentage. I mean, has it gone up? Has it doubled since becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited? Has it tripled? 10x?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty significant, because when we take into consideration the fact that you were already an accredited investor when you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you met the asset test to be an accredited investor. And for those of you listening on the radio, it means that you have a certain net worth, or you make a certain amount of income per year. And it's a pretty sizable amount. It's an amount that is usually a lot more than your typical American earns or your typical American has saved. So when you take into account that we're already starting with a big number, and then we're putting a 10x multiplier on that number, that's got to make you feel good, Chris.
It definitely does. It definitely does.
Do you worry about money at all? I mean, because there are people listening to us that are very concerned about having enough money left at the end of this month. Do you even worry about that?
Oh yeah, I always worry about it. Remember, we invest in these assets, but it can go away as fast as you raised it, put it together, acquired the asset. Like, if you're not working day in, day out to make sure that, you know, you're increasing the NOI, protecting your NOI, it can all go away just as quickly as it appeared.
So you have your eye on the prize the entire time, even though you're enjoying the fruits of your labor.
Absolutely, right? I mean, it's not just my money. I got, you know, lots of partners involved, and I want to do what's best for them as well, right? They have goals, and it's not just about my goals. It's everybody's goals that are involved, from your employees to your investors and so on and so forth.
So speaking of goals, what kind of goals do you have? What are your 5-year goals that you have laid out for yourself?
So my 5-year goals is I continue to buy multifamily. I'm currently at about a 1-a-year rate. Whether I sell a deal, buy a deal to replace. Like I said, I'm early 40s. I've got lots of energy. Continue to do this for the long term. But as I go forward, I've been buying larger stakes in each of these deals. And then I'm also starting to transition into being what's called a key principal, helping other people achieve their goals by helping them secure debt on deals. I'm also starting to invest passively so that the money can start to work for me, right? I'm slowly starting to make that transition from the self-employed ladder to the ladder, the lifestyles, case studies, 2-day seminars. They'll teach you all of that, the different ladders going from corporate America to self-employed to ultimately interdependent, where money's working for you and you can be ultimately financially free.
Man, you said a lot. I'm just sitting back listening to all of that. And I mean, that's just the kind of advice one Lifestyles Unlimited member would give to another Lifestyles Unlimited member. And I think you just gave that advice to millions of people across the radio. So good on you, Chris.
Thank you.
So let me switch gears and let me talk to you a little bit about your family. Is your family one of the things that's like most important to you?
My family is one of my driving forces, right? They, at the end of the day, you don't have a job, you don't have anything. The end of the day, your family is everything, right? So, and doing what's best for them in the long term, ultimately leaving a legacy for my kids. Whether they want to do multifamily investing and I leave a company for them to continue on with, I don't know, right? But as long as I can teach them how to ultimately be financially free, whether it's one of they want to do multifamily real estate or run a company of their own, that's my ultimate goal for me to teach them. And just doing what's best for my family in the long term.
How old are your kids?
My oldest is 11 and my youngest is 8.
Do they even have an understanding of what you do for a living?
My oldest partakes in, he's gone on a couple of road trips. I believe one of my properties I presented the master's tour on and he helped direct traffic. So he does understand. He goes to properties. He likes interacting with the managers. So he's still young, but he understands kind of what daddy does, right? So they're understanding. My youngest is slowly starting to understand, but they do, right? It's not a full-time like in understanding, like they're actively working because they're still young, but they do from a high level understand what dad does.
So it's a family affair, or at least that's what you're trying to create.
Absolutely.
So you're exposing your kids to what you do. You're just letting them embrace and go along with the flow.
Yes, sir.
One final thought I have for you, Chris, and this is a question that might make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, but I'm going to ask you the question anyhow. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Corporate America calls you. They offer you the deal of a lifetime to come back to oil and gas. Do you take it?
No. Absolutely not.
And on that note, I think we've understood why Chris is a real estate investor. If you want to do what Chris is doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.